Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and we welcome CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Our conversation is about Harvard. What is at the root of the battle between President Trump and Harvard? It's not that Barron, his son, was rejected, as I understand. That was a rumor, correct?
Well, that's what the First Lady's office is saying, is that he did not apply to Harvard and that this is not a personal grudge because Barron Harvard did not get in. As for what is at the root of the debate, I think it started out being about anti-Semitism on campus, which was an issue on many college campuses, particularly in the last school year. And it started out there. There were also issues that the Trump administration had with so-called viewpoint diversity. They felt that elite universities didn't have enough conservatives on staff, didn't have enough conservatives among the student body. And so they sort of singled out Harvard in particular, but Harvard pushed back. Harvard filed suit, and that really sort of set Trump off. He didn't like that. And now, it does seem that this has become something of a grudge match for the administration, really going absolutely after one university in particular, moving to pull all of its federal funding, moving to prevent foreign students from attending Harvard University at all. And that has Harvard officials saying that the punishment does not exactly appear to fit the crime in their view.
The longer this goes, the more dug in Harvard is and their administration. And then they're getting support from other universities who feel like it's a big overreach.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they have gone to court. There was a hearing just yesterday, and a federal judge has blocked the administration from cutting off the visas of Harvard's foreign students, which would have been a major blow. Nearly 30% of all Harvard students are international students when you count the graduate programs. And, obviously the $3.2 billion worth of grants and research contracts are extremely significant as well. The Harvard president did an interview with NPR in which he argued that, yes, we have problems. Yes, we need to do a better job in some areas. We need to work on it. But we don't understand why cutting off life-saving research, for which Harvard has a pretty extensive track record, why that is the solution. And then interestingly, yesterday there were Jewish students protesting on campus, arguing that they don't want these cuts and these punishments being issued in their name. They would rather allow Harvard University to work through this problem and figure out the solution on its own.
We're with CBS Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes. Nancy, I want to ask you about being in the room for these contentious press conferences that we see almost daily snips of. But first, the Trump team now pausing new student visa interviews. And that's a significant change because a lot of universities really count economically on having a substantial portion, in some cases, of their student body from other countries.
Exactly, because typically these are students who pay full tuition, which enables the universities to then offer reduced tuition for students here in the United States who need it. But the administration says that this is a pause. This is not a permanent hold because they want to increase screening of foreign students. They want every student who applies for a visa to come here to the United States to study to undergo a screening of their social media to ensure that that they don't have views that conflict with the United States, I suppose. This is a new initiative, and it's unclear right now whether the embassies would get more resources to enable them to do this screening because it's pretty labor intensive, and how quickly all of this is going to happen. Is it going to happen in time for students who have been accepted for the upcoming school year to get their visas and get here to the United States by September?
Well, that's a good point. And before you go, we see you on the network. We see you in these contentious press conferences. What's it like to be in the room? Because it seems like if you question anything, you're going to get hit hard.
You know, it depends on the day. I feel like on Friday I was in the Oval Office and was able to ask a number of questions about Apple and about Walmart and tariffs. And they were fairly pointed questions, and the president answered and didn't get, you know, didn't get personal the way he had a couple of days before with Peter Alexander when he didn't like the questions that Peter was asking him, which were, you know, legitimate questions, by the way. So it really just depends on the mood that he's in, how long he wants to take questions, and you know, what the event is about. Sometimes, you know, depending on what he's talking about, he is more determined to answer questions that have to do with that topic. And then sometimes he's feeling more expansive the way that he was on Friday when we were able to ask him questions about a wide variety of topics.
Well, appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
CBS's Chief White House Correspondent, Nancy Cordes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.